This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that an early warning about heavy rainfall and landslides in Wayanad district of Kerala was given to the state government on the 23rd of this month and again on the 24th and 25th of July. Intervening in the calling attention motion in the Rajya Sabha today on the devastation in Wayanad, Mr. Shah said that on the 26th another warning was issued, indicating a chance of heavy rainfall exceeding 20 centimetres, landslides, mudflows and potential loss of life. He mentioned that 9 NDRF teams were sent to Kerala in advance, but the Kerala government did not evacuate people in time. The Home Minister stated that the losses in Wayanad could have been minimized if the Kerala government had become alert following the arrival of the NDRF teams. Mr. Shah added that India is one of the four countries capable of providing natural disaster warnings at least 7 days in advance. The Home Minister stated that the central government is unwavering in its support of the Kerala government and people to deal with the Wayanad tragedy. The death toll has reached 165 in Kerala after massive landslides hit Wayanad district yesterday. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. A massive search operation led by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies is underway in the affected area. Death toll is likely to rise as over 100 people are missing and several bodies are reported to be lying buried beneath the debris. The landslide hit Churalmala and Mundakai in Wayanad district yesterday, causing large-scale destruction to life and property. 4 relief columns of Defence Security Corps Centre and the Territorial Army Battalion are in the region. The state government informed the public to avoid unnecessary visits to the disaster area of Wayanad. The government today asserted that the bullet train project is moving on the fast track. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said, for the first time in the country, a 21 kilometres long tunnel has been constructed 30 metres under the sea as part of the project. He said 320 kilometres of the foundation work of the project has been completed and many initiatives are taking place under Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. Mr. Vaishnav said, bullet train project is a technology intensive project. A total of 54,760 personnel have been recruited in the Border Security Force, BSF, in the last 5 years. Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, informed this in a written reply in Rajya Sabha today. He said 7,372 new posts have been created in BSF in the last 5 years. He said there are over 10,000 vacancies in BSF. Mr. Rai said the government has made special provision for recruitment of ex-Agni Veers on the post of constable in BSF. He said 10% vacancies will be reserved for ex-Agni Veers. The minister said the upper age limit will be relaxable up to 3 years for the candidates of ex-Agni Veers. The political head of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, has been assassinated at Tehran in Iran. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said in a statement today, Haniyeh was killed alongside one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital while he was in the town to attend Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated, extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over northwest, northeast, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. In Paris Olympics, Indian contingent is in action in boxing, archery, badminton and shooting on day 5 of the mega quadrennial event. In table tennis, Srija Ankula created history by becoming the second Indian paddler to enter the pre-quarterfinals at the Olympics. She defeated world number 52, Singapore's Jian Zhang 4-2. In badminton, PV Sindhu upset Christine Cuba of Estonia in a final group game to sail into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles. Lakshya Sen overpowered world number 4, Jonathan Christie of Indonesia to advance to the round of 16 in the men's singles. In shooting, Swapnil Kusale entered the final in the men's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.